Hello, I'm Patrick from San Francisco. My question is, when I have cold feet, why won't my brain let me sleep?
You're not the only one wondering about this, Patrick. With winter weather at full intensity, I know this feeling of cold feet during sleep all too well, and it certainly keeps me up at night. Fortunately, I know exactly who can help us.
I'm Professor Guy Leschtener. I'm a professor of neurology and sleep medicine. I'm not sure if there's any more scientific an answer apart from the fact that you need to be comfortable when you get off to sleep. And clearly, if your feet are cold, then that's not particularly conducive to being comfortable and therefore not particularly conducive to falling asleep.
If we're not comfortable, our brains think something is or is going to go wrong while our bodies aren't conscious to stop it. Professor Guy explains there are other ways, though, that temperature can affect our comfort.
We know that when you drift off to sleep, actually the temperature difference between your core temperature and your peripheral temperature changes, so the differential increases, and this is thought to be part of the process of falling to sleep. Your body temperature is important when it comes to dreaming sleep, because during dreaming sleep or REM sleep, rapid eye movement sleep, we lose the ability to regulate our own body temperature. And therefore, this is potentially quite a dangerous thing for us to do. If our body temperature is too low, then actually the brain prevents itself from going into REM sleep or dreaming sleep, because otherwise there is a risk that our body temperature would drop too low to allow us to continue living.
Yikes. Our bodies certainly do not like being cold. But according to Guy, the same thing happens on the opposite end of the temperature spectrum.
Actually, occasionally, people feel that their feet are too hot to enable them to sleep. And this is something that is very common in a condition called restless leg syndrome. Typically, people with restless leg syndrome will say that they feel an urge to move or a discomfort. But that sometimes manifests as a feeling of heat, and people will search out cold parts of the bed in order to obtain a degree of comfort.
So we've got to be not too hot and not too cold. It's a wonder we can even get to sleep at any time of year in the first place. And to take things even broader, the summer produces its own set of problems for trying to snooze.
For many people, it's actually more difficult to sleep in the summer months, and that's largely related to ambient light. Clearly, our circadian rhythms, our internal body clock, and indeed the quality of our sleep are significantly affected by light in our sleeping environment, in our bedrooms.
So, Patrick, based on the science, getting to sleep all comes down to general comfort. If the summer is too bright, invest in a blindfold or more covering curtains. If you're cold during winter nights, turn up the heating, snuggle under a warm duvet, and wear clothes that keep your body temperature warm. Next week, we'll be shining a light upon this question from listener Michael.
What makes stars twinkle, and what can their colors tell us about them?